At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Toyota builds vehicles that don't just keep up, they lead the pack. On the road, in your routine, and most of all, within your budget. Take the Camry and Corolla, two stylish and dependable cars, both with the latest tech and driver-friendly features, and the performance to make every commute feel effortless. Or if you're chasing space, adventure, and versatility, check out Toyota's RAV4 and Grand Highlander, delivering the capability, comfort, and confidence to take you everywhere you need to go. Plus, with hybrid options designed for efficiency and four-wheel and all-wheel drive models ready for any terrain, your Toyota is more than just a reliable way to get around. It's built for your way of life. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to step into a new Toyota. Start your search for great deals today at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobo-pedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
With your help, we saved America. That's what happened. We saved it. In the most important election victory possibly in the history of our country. Our country is going down. We're a country that is being scoffed at, laughed at all over the world.
And you saved
us. We won all seven. Thank you, darling.
That was the president last night in full campaign mode up in Pennsylvania, going off script and talking to people in the audience and all of that. But, you know, I think the president would argue that when he came back into office, you did see a dramatic turnaround in the reaction from corporations and in some cases institutions of higher learning to, I don't know, stop DEI programs and things like that. And in some cases, there were laws passed, like in Texas. Tanya J. Powers with us this morning from Fox News Radio. Tanya, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So what was the hearing all about yesterday?
Well, the hearing was actually set for today.
Oh.
And it has now been pushed back until next Thursday.
Okay.
But this is one of those things we wanted to go ahead and talk about because it's one of those cases that we're going to hear a lot about. It's been kind of compared to the way that the Don't Say Gay law was handled in Florida when it was pushed back against and challenged in court. We could see the same kind of resolution in this one that we saw in that one. This is also, you know, not to be expected to be, you know, the only state that this kind of thing is happening in. Texas passed Senate Bill 12, which bans DEI programs and the discussion of LGBTQ plus identities in K through 12 schools. There is a group of Texas LGBTQ and teacher advocacy groups, students, and a teacher who are asking a Trump-appointed judge in the Southern District of Texas there in Houston to stop all Texas public K through 12 and charter school districts from enforcing parts of that state law. The state law has also kind of been dubbed the Parents' Bill of Rights, just to give you an idea of a little bit more about what it does. It requires schools to publish course content, distribute parental opt-in forms for health services and sexuality lessons, and to create a process for parents to report violations of the law. The folks who are suing over this say that it lacks clarity and it strips students of their First Amendment rights, which is you know, the right to receive information and gather, you know, something that, you know, that's pretty pretty plain in the First Amendment of the, you know, especially the gathering part. But that's one of the things that we're probably going to hear a lot more about. The Florida lawsuit over the Don't Say Gay bill was ended in a settlement that, you know, where Florida had to clarify and narrow the provisions in that law. We could see the same kind of resolution for this one, but it's, you know, it's part of the, you know, probably what's going to be a years long battle over, you know, privacy and things like this, as far as what we're seeing in the Texas case. I expect this to be, you know, making national news, especially in the next month or so.
Tanya, this wouldn't have any impact on some of the groups that a lot of these schools have, like the Gay Straight Alliance, for example, because my issue is that some of these schools or maybe universities, I know they wouldn't be K through 12, but some of these schools were allowing groups like, you know, say the Gay Straight Alliance, they could meet on campus, maybe they even got funding. But then when a TPUSA chapter tried to open up, they said no.
Yeah, that's a really good question, because this Senate bill actually bans programming related to DEI. It prohibits employees from talking about gender identity and sexual orientation. It also bars clubs based on gender identity and sexual orientation. So to kind of answer your question, yeah, this bill does deal with that.
Wow. So this is not it's called the Parental Bill of Rights, but it's not like a parental notification. It doesn't even get to that point. It doesn't say you have to notify them first. You're just not allowed to do it.
Well, they do have to. The part of the law is they distribute parental opt-in forms for health services and sexuality lessons. So, yeah, they do have the option to opt in or not. That's part of this law.
All right. So now the court hearing, you say, has been continued till next Thursday?
Yeah, we're going to keep an eye on it when this happens next Thursday. But, you know, it's kind of one of those things that I think a lot of people, you know, will kind of have on their radar.
Sure.
And I'll be watching this case out of Texas for sure.
Probably another one headed to the Supreme Court, potentially. They've got their hands full. Yeah. All right, Tanya, thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you.
Yep. Take care. Yeah, that's interesting. So when this law passed, the lieutenant governor down there, Dan Patrick, who I think is just fantastic, said that he issued a statement saying parents are the single most important factor in the success of a child. I have championed public education since I entered elected office. And in recent years, Texas parents have grown frustrated by the public schools' woke indoctrination of their children's education. I prioritized SB 12 because parents must be empowered to have even a greater role in their children's education. With more parental input and empowerment, Texas students are going to be better served by the public education system.
I just keep going back to the pandemic 2020 and how the silver lining and all of that was that parents' eyes were really opened. And because students were forced to learn virtually, parents, in many cases, got to see what their kids were learning, the type of stuff that was being given to them for assignments. And they started really pushing back. And they felt bolder, I believe. They were more willing to address the concerns they had with their schools. And gosh, I mean, amen to that. I would never want to go back to the pandemic and deal with that all again. But that is something good, I believe, that came out of that.
Yeah, it's interesting to think about how people had their eyes open during all of that, to be honest with you. I mean, it seems like it was so long ago, but for the first time, some parents were witnessing through Canvas or whatever else it was, the kids' curriculum. Mm-hmm. And it's out of sight, out of mind. And for years, the NEA and the evil forces at work here, yes, I did say evil forces, have worked to shield this from parents who didn't bother to ask the right questions and never would have known what their kid was subjected to or exposed to, might be the better word, in school in some of those cases. It's true. And, you know, I heard Tanya say the so-called Don't Say Gay bill in Florida, which never had that phrase in it, interestingly enough. That was something that the opponents of that bill called it because they didn't like the fact that it gave parents rights to opt out of a lot of that garbage and keep their kids from being exposed to it. All right, coming up, we got to check a business for you. Then we'll get to in other news. A little later, we're going to talk to a St. Charles County parent who says she's experienced some of the problems with local health systems giving her 13-year-old the option to prevent her from seeing what kind of care they are receiving. We're going to get to that at about 7:45.
Get more at 971talk.com.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's Toyota Truck Month. Time to get a truck that works as hard as you do. Tacoma, Tundra. Built for the worksite, ready for the trail, and packed with tech that makes every drive smarter. Available with 360-degree panoramic cameras for perfect visibility in tight spots. Powered tailgate for easy loading. And a high-tech connected screen to keep you on the grid no matter where you are. All backed by the brand known for its legendary reliability. The rugged Toyota Tacoma and the full-size Tundra are built to handle it all. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to test drive the Toyota truck you need. Find a great Toyota Truck Month deal today when you visit buyatoyota.com. That's buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
At Marathon gas stations, every stop is the start of fun. Like the awesome fuel savings you can get with Marathon Rewards. Join Marathon Rewards today and start earning rewards on every gallon of gas. You can redeem rewards at any time, saving up to $1 per gallon. And don't forget, Marathon stations are packed with all the conveniences you need to stock up and live life on the go. Marathon, where fun runs on full. Available at participating Marathon locations. Terms and conditions apply. See marathonrewards.com for details.